President Trump claims that a renewed focus on affordability is a con job carried out by Democrats.
When it comes to the cost of living, the president has repeatedly claimed progress, and he's irritated with Democrats for talking about an affordability crisis.
Affordability is a hoax that was started by Democrats.
However, the high cost of living remains a top concern for Americans. A new Yahoo YouGov poll shows almost twice as many respondents saying the president has helped raise prices rather than lowering them. Last month, the White House removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says 21 Democrat-controlled states are refusing to provide requested information about those receiving SNAP food assistance.
In February of this year, we asked for all the states for the first time to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud, to make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them, but also to ensure that the American taxpayer is protected.
She says the Trump administration will start cutting aid to those states this coming week unless they provide the data. The Trump administration has instructed U.S. embassies and consulates around the world to prioritize visa applications from foreigners.
They've also added new criteria for highly skilled foreign workers seeking a particular visa. The new rules would deny entry to applicants deemed to have directed or participated in the censorship of American citizens on social media through content moderation initiatives that have sprung up throughout Europe and elsewhere to combat extremist speech. The steps were outlined in cables sent to all U.S. diplomatic missions. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
State and federal authorities are monitoring online criticism and protests going on in New Orleans. This is SRN News. The military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about twice as religious as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers who blend religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. Conservative influencer Alex Clark tells Religion News Service, nothing is politically more empowering than an angry mom. This is SRN News. CBS will host Erica Kirk.
CBS News says it will host a primetime town hall event next week with Erica Kirk, widow of assassinated activist Charlie Kirk. She'll be interviewed by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss for the event, scheduled to be telecast at 8 p.m. Eastern on December 13th. Kirk has taken over as head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, which was founded by her husband. She'll be questioned by young evangelicals and religious and political leaders as part of an invited CBS audience. Keith Peters, Washington.
Netflix deal to acquire Warner Brothers is shaking up the entertainment industry. There's many questions about how Netflix's ownership might change things, including antitrust scrutiny and the future of theatrical releases. Netflix says it plans to support theater releases but may shorten exclusive windows. More details, srnnews.com.